Hello, and this is AV Power Up. You're listening to AV Power Up with me, the Mad Sound Guy. Technology impaired Mad Sound Guy.
Challenged.
Chuck Espinoza, Mad Sound Guy on Twitter, Mad Sound Guy on Facebook, and all the other social media garbage dumps. And who else do we have today?
So you're the Mad Sound Guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next.
And Johnny, first intro AV Power Up ever, Mota. Live from InfoCon 2015, Florida Sucks.
Wow. And I am Corey Moss, at CB Moss on Twitter. Where else would I be at CB Moss? And you are listening to AV Power Up on Rave Pubs Radio. And am I the host today?
You are the host today. We're going to do this a little bit different because last time I hosted and it went horribly south. So we're going to see if we can bring it north and have Corey host a bit. South, here we come.
Here we come. We are already going there. So did I lose the coin toss? Is that what happened?
You did. You did lose the coin toss.
So anyway, just a little story for you people listening. This is an AV power-up show, but it's not the AV power-up show because we were going to do the show at the show. We did it. We had a lot of great guests. Chris DeBender was here. Hope Roth was here. Technology challenged us, Chuck, huh? Right?
Technology challenged us. I don't think it was completely technology challenged us. I think the technology was just a little challenged because the technology was challenged. I'll say PEBCAC error, but really, I mean, there was some PEB in the CAC.
we can put it there. That's okay. So, we can do that.
I'm just gonna say that the wetware was faulty.
the wetware was faulty.
That'll do. So anyway, just so you know, we did the show. Chris DeBender is the host of AV Power Up. Krista did one heck of a job hosting the show. First time live. And she really ran it very smoothly. Got the guests in going. And, you know, I've told her how great a job she did. Hope Roth was with us. Hope was terrific. Our guests were Brad Grimes from Infocom, Byron Tarry from Sharps AV, who is also the CTS holder of the year. We had Kevin Kelly of Stampede. We talked about drone technology, and it was phenomenal conversation. We had, my mind's escaping me right now. Who else did we have on the show?
We had Jane Johnson and Aaron Bolton and Corey Schaefer. Did you say Corey Schaefer?
I did not.
You did not say Corey Schaefer. So I'll say Corey Schaefer. We had Jeremy Caldera.
We had him.
The young AV award winner of the year who's been on Power Up 4.
Right.
And Microsoft.
We had Microsoft.
We did have Microsoft. That's right.
And I think the President of the United States stopped by for like 10 minutes.
Was he here?
Donald Trump was by. You forgot all
the new President of the United States.
The new President of the United States.
How could you miss
that hair?
E.T. stopped by for like 2 minutes. And it was like, yeah.
Did he phone home?
He did. He's got a booth out in like Pavilion D.
Does he really?
I think he's next to R2-D2.
It was glowing. It was. That's what the glowing booth was?
Yeah. Actually, he was a sub in for R2-D2.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So you missed those. I can't believe you missed all those.
Now, you know what? You asked me about Simon Dudley. Remember?
I did.
Where
ask
is he?
You about, yeah, where?
Well, I will tell you. Simon called me while I was doing the show.
What did he call you?
I can't say that on air right now. But he called me. I obviously didn't get the call. Later on, I checked messages, and sure enough, it was Simon at about 5, 6 o'clock. And, Simon, if you're listening, you didn't miss the show because, technically, I guess. But we're talking about you now. We had some great conversation with everybody. Corey Schaefer gave us some, there's already big news out there, but she gave us some more story. And we're hoping to get Corey on today to talk about it again.
That would be good. That would be good.
I tell you what, we have a few people here with us right now. We're going to expect a few more people. So, Chuck, why don't you introduce our first guest?
All right. Right now, we have David Thorson he's a senior programming manager at AVISPL in Tampa. And from what I hear, he is the master of the UI.
We do work really hard on our UI interfaces, so I won't take credit for any of that, but thank you for saying.
So you think Hope would have enjoyed being here?
I think Hope would have thought it was great. Hope being the one of the like premier programmers
The Crestron Masters of the Universe.
Crestron Masters of the Universe, that's right.
That's
and from what I heard, Hope is the best programmer on our show.
I tell you, she...
I'm going to say yes.
She out-programs me, you know, by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Combined, all of us combined,
she out-leaps and bounds me by leaps and bounds.
Can she do that?
She did. She did. I saw it. We actually recorded it, but you won't get to hear that.
You can't see it on this recording.
All right. Well, I'll have to look into that. I appreciate it.
Okay. David's going to get... Maybe he'll do leaps and bounds with her on one point.
All right.
Talking about programming at the booth this year in a different way.
Okay.
So we're talking about end-user integration. So before we do an interface or write any code or do a design, we put together a process to help us gauge end-users' experiences. So we're trying to put the end-user experience first before we throw a GUI in front of them. So we developed something we call AIR, which boils down to three different user levels of autopilot, copilot, and pilot. So it helps us really, you know, walk into a room and say, are you an autopilot user, a copilot user, or a piloted user?
Awesome.
Okay.
So what kind of process do you use to get that relationship with you and your client? We had a discussion with Hope was leading on a previous show about how to do like some quality assurance steps with the programming and to make sure that the user gets the experience they want before you actually, you know, it's a pain. You go and you set this up and you put it in front of the user, and the first time they use it, they click a couple buttons, they're like, I don't like this, I don't like that. How do you kind of alleviate those steps?
So this is exactly what I was alluding to. We don't want to walk into a conference room or walk into a business and ask them, what do you want it to do? Sometimes that can be the worst question to ask an end user. We should know what they want to do just by knowing what they need to do their jobs, right? So our industry is really growing out of that old saying of, hey, we still put all this technology in your room, and the reason why you have a control system is to take these five remotes off the table and build you just one remote, when in reality that one remote was really just one good-looking universal remote,
right?
So we need to go way beyond that, right? So we're looking for ways to automate the technology around the end user, right? And that's where you get into spaces that are not really traditional AV, but they're more those IT spaces, small huddle rooms or whatever you want to call them. It doesn't really matter whether it's a service hub or a RL system. Make it easy. That's what people are telling us, right? So that's an autopiloted style of room. There could be a touch panel in there, but really what you want the end user to do is schedule the room, plug in a cable, and do their job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the simplest solution. If if you ask that person what they want it to do, they're not going to know what they want. They want to do their job.
Right.
On the opposite scale, CEO's executive space, there's a technical user. That universal remote control style programming is still what we need to deliver, because that person will be there every meeting. They'll be there 10 minutes before the meeting to make sure everything is set up properly, or you know, do some test calls and that kind of thing. So we have to gauge that. You can't build one for the other. We have to design it really early. And that's why we put those three tiers together.
Right.
So we can easily get in front of a customer and say, are the people using this room in autopilots? Great. Let's build around that person. Is it a co-pilot where maybe there's a mid-level manager? So the control system guides them along with simple prompts. Yes, answer a call. Yes, display my content, right?
Awesome.
And you don't have to do anything extra. And this isn't anything of a new idea. We're just trying to put that in front of them first. That's the first conversation. Then we can talk about the graphic design, fit the culture. Then we should talk about the hardware components, right? The questions we're always going to need to ask. Is it a local directory or global directory? That's the last question you should ask, not the first question, right? And that's the process we put together to kind of enable people to sell the right solution based around the end user.
Have you seen a lot of the UIs coming out dropping the G? Is there a lot more of that automation? Like, have you seen facial recognition or biorecognition coming in where somebody can like scan their thumb and they know who it is and set the room up to their preference?
We're not seeing that on the commercial side. I think the people, if they start doing that at home more and get comfortable with it at home, voice commands and things like that, then I think we'll start to see it on the commercial side. But today it's not. Typically the biggest way we're going to get that level of, say, user identification is going to be through something like LDAP, right? Or just that kind of common user, where if you have a dynamic room that highly automated to manually operated could be in one space, it's more of a mode operation than it is a, you know, remember the way I left it, right? On the commercial side.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, are you channeling Hope right now? I mean, what's going on?
No, I haven't had any beers today.
Oh, okay. So, all right. It sounds like it, though. It sounds like Hope is talking through you or something.
Well, that's how I'm channeling Hope. She's actually at home. drink the beers for me.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And she's got some bacon socks on too.
Yeah. So, have you got your bacon socks on today, Chuck?
No, Hope has them. Hope has the bacon socks.
She took your bacon socks?
She did. I gave them to her. After I wore them for the day, I'm like, Hope, you can have these.
Oh.
She was very verklempt.
Wow.
Or disgusted. I don't know which one of the two.
You guys are obviously going through some Hope withdrawals.
We are going through major Hope withdrawals.
We have no Hope.
Krista.
There's no hope.
We have no hope. But yeah, exactly. But we also have no Stacy.
We have David.
So we have no Stacy.
We have David. We have David.
Yes.
So I'm curious. You said something really interesting that as soon as they start adopting it at home, they'll adopt it at work. I had this talk with some other people about facial recognition software that Xbox is using and the process in which I use. Because, you know, you can turn your Xbox on and it says, hey, it's Chuck standing there. I'm going to set the controls or whatever exactly how Chuck likes. How fast do you think that will get into the commercial industry?
That's an interesting question. The facial recognition, I don't think will ever hit it, honestly. I'll go out and say that.
Okay.
It's way too much of a security risk.
Write that down.
Hang on.
Too much of a security risk.
Remember that. I don't have pen and paper, so.
Security, what do you mean by security risk? Like, your face is your face, right? It's like a fingerprint. So.
It's too personal, though.
It's too personal?
It's too personal.
You think, like, people.
Because then your technology is recording where you are. I'm not seeing it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean,
you mean just in the commercial space, then, right?
I would say in the commercial space.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like in the UK, they have facial recognitions on all their cameras everywhere, and it helps to see criminals and things like that, and people that are offenders, felonies.
Yeah, yeah, like cameras on the side.
Yeah,
of the
like corner, you can't flick a booger in the UK without somebody seeing it and like giving you a ticket for it.
So, David, is there anything really, you know, in control system design, anything else revolutionary that AVI SPL does versus other integrators?
Well, we're really excited about the Microsoft Hub that we're going to be distributing this year.
Awesome.
So building solutions around that is going to be something that we're going to spend a lot of time doing. And we have seen AMX and we've seen Crestron's versions of that, so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
And the SPS acquisition was also really interesting.
SBSI acquisition
by
Harman. Yeah,
That was pretty interesting. I still have to go by that booth and check them out. I've been running around trying to bring Corey lunch and all kinds of other stuff. So,
and that's a technology that really is a strong future for AV. HD-based T is done, and it's point cloud destination.
Right.
You know, we've done projects really successfully built around that SBSI technology. Right. Essentially, your building is, you know, 400 by 300 matrix.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, not that you really need that, but that capability is there for you.
Mm-hmm. I think I need that in my house.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody. In fact, I think I need that between mine and Corey's house because the toucans and the string's starting to get dirty.
That string's getting worn out, I tell you.
So, real excited because we have three booths this year. We're in the career section and obviously our main booth, and we're also representing the Microsoft booth.
So tell us a little bit about the career section.
Well, we're
want a job,
actively recruiting. Yeah, you go there, you sign up, and they actually will do headshots for you. It's a service, right, to help people get connected in the AV industry. So we're actively recruiting all around the country. We have 5 open program positions. So
outstanding.
And you know, Rich Prevetti on the show does the hot jobs, okay? And I tell you what, he's looking for a job. He wants a real good job. Now, I don't know if AVISPL is hiring a guy like Rich Prevetti, but, you know, I mean, maybe he announces the AVISPL hot jobs too. I don't know.
Yeah, we might be able to hook that up next time we have David on the show. He could bring some hot jobs that are open at AVISPL, and we can have Rich announce them in his wonderful Rich Prevetti hot jobs announcer voice.
He does have a hot jobs announcer voice,
doesn't he?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else? Huh? Anything else? We did have Microsoft on yesterday, so this is a great discussion, David, with the Microsoft, because you're pretty much talking about a lot of things they're talking about in control system and all. So, thanks for bringing that, too, because, you know, that's the conversation we wanted to have, too.
Yeah, and I don't see those systems as a threat to what we would call traditional AV. I see it will help accelerate us into different markets and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's still a great need to have custom programming solutions and to meet those needs for a long time. And there's a lot of systems that are going to be needing to be maintained, right, and upgraded for a long time.
Right.
That can't be your only strength. So it's really exciting to see that really take us into new areas where maybe you wouldn't have the cost to put in a full integrated room. but yeah. still get that same kind of experience.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you very much, David.
Thanks,
David.
Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
you
David.
Can follow me on Twitter at DThorson Jr.
Nice.
And
excellent.
At AVISPLinfo as well.
AVISPLinfo.
We're all about Twitter, aren't we?
We all are all about Twitter.
Thank you.
We are.
All
in right. fact, I've got a Twitter in my pocket right now.
Do you really?
I do. Ooh. It's kind of itchy.
We don't want to hear about it.
All right.
That was a stuff, and that you stole Johnny's stuff. You have
okay.
to bring a thing now.
You can have it.
Johnny can have a thing.
Good. Okay.
All right. So, passing by the booth. Oh, I see someone who looks like they want to come over and say something.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, it is Gary Evans from QSC Audio.
You mean he just stopped by, put on the headset, and said, I'm here?
Sometimes you just got to stop by and just start talking.
He saw a podcast and said, let me walk
over.
I
saw the sign that said, ask Gary anything, so I thought, oh, wait a minute, I should join in on this.
No, now we're calling it Ask Chuck Anything.
Oh, okay. Ask Chuck Anything.
So go ahead. Well, ask him something.
Go ahead.
Chuck. How's the show been?
How has the show been? What aspect of the show?
That was a very challenging question.
Nah, so here, actually, do you know who John Baker is?
Do I know who John Baker is?
Oh, you obviously have not been by the QSC booth to see my presentation.
I have
you do not.
Not
know who John Baker is.
No, I do not, sadly. I have been teaching class most of the time.
Should we ask Gary if he
knows? Let me throw this on the table.
Oh, wow.
I've been teaching class most of the time.
That's like when you take one of those things and it rolls out like the list there.
Yeah. For those of you who can't see this audio podcast, Chuck kind of laid out his
that thing.
He
I'm not even sure if some of those are real.
All legit. I had a bunch of non-real ones, the ones that said like I'm awesome and my ribbon's better than yours and
bacon rules
and like those are no good.
I think I saw one that said this is a ribbon.
And I just took all those off. These are only the legit ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've been teaching class most of the time. This is the first day I actually get to go on the show floor.
Oh,
so
nice.
My plan is to head to the QSC booth right when we're done.
Perfect. This is my first time ever being at an Infocom on a Friday. Because I was an integrator my whole entire life, and usually I just didn't make it on Friday.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at QSC.
Well, QSC, we're doing a big corporate conferencing launch right now. We've launched three new products, the Core 110F, the SPA series amplifiers, and also the TSC7T.
So, the Terminator.
Yeah, the Terminator. The Terminator. Okay. So basically, at QSC, we do things a little bit different sometimes. So, you know, the QSIS Core series has been around for a few years now. We started with the big dogs, and we've worked our way down, and now we've got a nice boardroom conferencing system that, you know, it's got some 8 inputs, 8 outputs, and flex channels.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I'm a big user of QSC products. We have a big Core system in the agency over in D.C.
Okay.
And it was always like, man, that thing's massive.
Yes.
It's huge.
Yes. When I was an integrator before working for QSC and they brought that thing and they like rolled the road case in it. And I'm like, what is this thing? I mean, that's never going to fit in a boardroom.
Yeah. Mm.
So we finally got a boardroom solution. So one RU processor. So it's great. It's a great thing for people to use now, and we've got a big feature set on it.
And this is a software-based DSP, correct?
Yes, all software-based DSP, so no chips in it. So as we get upgrades and as Intel spends lots of money on chips, we get, you know, free upgrades from it because they make their processors better. And in fact, this new processor actually has more horsepower than our smallest current processor.
Wow. Cool.
And how many flex channels does it have?
It has 8 flex channels. So the flex channels are 8 individually assignable channels as an input or an output. So you can do a 12 by 12, you can do a 13 by 11, or whatever combination.
So if I needed 8 inputs and 5 outputs, I could use that. If I needed 12 or 13 inputs and only 2 outputs, I don't have to buy another
box.
You
have 8 outputs also. So you have 8 inputs fixed, 8 outputs fixed, and 8 flex channels in between.
Oh,
yeah, so you can do a 12 by 12 or an 8 by 16 or a 16 by 8.
But if I needed more, if I needed like 13 inputs, I don't have to buy another box.
Nope, you don't have to buy another box.
That's outstanding.
I'm told at QSC that it's more than just the box. That's the phrase that I keep hearing.
It's more than just the box. The phrase I keep hearing is rethink DSP.
Oh, there you go.
DSP. That's actually a hashtag.
Hey, before I have my question, we have a drive-by. Oh. She's here. Step to the microphone, Miss Gina Sansevero.
Gina Sansevero.
We got Gina Sansevero.
Gina.
Hi.
That's a really clean phone sound from the bathroom. How are you doing that?
Yeah, from the infogram bathrooms.
And all wait, I got to turn this way to see
there
you.
There we go.
How you doing, Gina?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. I heard there was some celebration for FSR this year.
There was. It was their 35th anniversary.
But it was another 35th this year.
They're older than I am.
That was my birthday on Friday.
What?
Are you 21 now?
35th birthday. That's right.
And there was a bunch of parties I heard thrown in your honor. I mean, I was walking up and down, and like every manufacturer was like, Gina! And
all the beer cocktail hours and all of that were Gina parties.
They absolutely were.
Yeah.
Every
single one.
That was outstanding.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Great stuff.
What was FSR's big boom this year? What was their big takeaway?
You know, we launched 14 new products this year.
That's a lot of takeaway.
Cool, let's hear them all. Go. My part number in alphabetical order.
5 seconds and go.
Ready, go.
I'll just do general overviews. We launched 2 new sizes for our floor boxes. We launched a bunch of new video switchers, scaling switchers, windowing switchers. We announced the new Mini View, which is a smaller sized huddle view table, better for kind of ad hoc meeting spaces. We have a 2x1 switcher that is used for a little smaller collaboration environment for 2 people. Gosh, I don't even know what else. It was a busy show.
So where would people go to find these new things if they wanted to see or take looks at or read specs on any of these?
Well,
I mean on the web, not like
you have another couple of hours and then
so and you're at the show. You're not going to hear this while you're at the show.
Go to Pavilion C.
Go to booth 1331.
How about FSRinc.com?
It is FSRinc.com, but most of them might not be up yet. Because we were announcing them here, so we did not want
to wait until a month after the show and go see them.
No, they'll be up soon.
They'll be up soon. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I had a great talk with Jan Sandry.
Good.
Great interview.
Awesome.
Can't wait for that to post. She is wonderful. She is wonderful.
She is wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, she really is.
Yep.
Gina, if people want to follow
you. And she doesn't generally do those interview things, so that was a good catch.
We feel special.
That was a very special thing for
me. We feel special now that you're here.
We do.
Oh, you should.
So I know Gina's got to get on the run.
I do. I'm actually have to get back to the booth.
Okay.
So.
But if people want to follow you, like not from the bushes, but maybe on Twitter, or what's the best way to do that?
At Gina Sands or at FSR_EDU.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome. There outstanding. Thank you very much. Gina Sansevero from FSR. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Gina Sands.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, and we have Gary Evans back.
And Gary Evans back. And sorry, we didn't mean to cut Gary off.
It was a drive-by.
It was a drive-by. Yeah, Gina actually started pile-driving Gary when she came by, so we had to. But he's recuperated now.
I've recovered now.
He's in.
My
turn's better. His power meter got back up. He started tapping the button.
So anyway, what I was going to say was, Gary, I had a real good talk with TJ.
Uh-huh.
You know, we talked about the software. We talked about things from a different level, okay? And what I'm talking about at the show now is, like, looking beyond the box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And talking about not only the technology, but its impact in the marketplace, you know, how things are going to make a difference. Even I'm talking about flow from the manufacturer to the end user, through the integrator, through everybody else who might be involved in the process in between. And I tell you what, it's already being sent out there on Twitter about looking beyond the box, and it actually started from my conversation with TJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our big push for this, you know, thinking outside the box, is AV is going to the IT world. You know, if you're an integrator or anything out there, AV is going to the IT world. You're stuck, you know, having to work with IT guys all the time and stuff like that. So what we're trying to do at QSC is we're trying to make AV for IT.
Mm-hmm.
So we're using standard, you know, network switches, standard networking protocols, so that we can go beyond just that box and, you know, bring a whole collaborative solution in here. And that also brings in things like, you know, our new TSC7 touch panel. Our TSC7 touch panel is got Bluetooth in it.
What?
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's got Bluetooth in a touch panel yet, but except for us. So, and that allows you to go beyond just the box and have, you know, soft codec conferencing via Bluetooth from a laptop, or, you know, like your car. You get in your car, everybody gets in their car and their Bluetooth connects, they talk on their phone, they go on. Well, why can't we have that in a boardroom? So now we're going to be able to give you that in a boardroom. You walk in with your cell phone, you're that guy that's late for the meeting, you're 10 minutes behind always, and everybody has to sit and wait for you.
He's been following me around.
So surprised?
I am that guy.
I'm that guy that's always 10 minutes early, and I'm sitting there like, where is everybody? Did I get the right room?
That's great. I mean, I know everybody likes the convenience of when you get in your car, your phone's in your pocket, it connects, right? It just connects. It just works. And I actually, you know, here at the show, I got a rental car and it didn't have the blue of the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was severely upset. Blue.
Severely upset.
I was severely upset.
Like, I've seen Chuck when he's severely upset.
Yeah, and like, I was trying to stick my phone in the cassette player. You know, it had a cassette player.
Wow, you need to find a better place to rent cars from.
Oh, yeah, right. I do. I mean, the jack didn't work.
Can you tell us which car rental place that was, Chuck?
Yeah, that car rental place technical difficulties, please.
Yeah, we don't have those.
Actually, I just drove Corey's car up here. I'm not going to lie.
Corey doesn't know you.
My car is in the parking lot right now.
There you go.
Actually, it's in the lake. So...
Which one is the key, though?
That was going to be... We're going to have a treasure hunt later.
Oh, nice.
It's like, where's Waldo?
Nice.
We'll reveal on the next show.
Where's Corey's car?
There we go. A hint at every show. That's the way to go.
Yeah, there'll be a hint at every show. And how many lakes are in Florida?
Oh, a lot.
I think we're going to... You know, it'll be next year in Vegas. You'll find it there.
Yeah. I mean,
there we go.
We'll have to be on the air for a while.
Right.
So
it's a year-long scavenger hunt.
There we go. That sounds like fun. I'll get in on that.
Just start at Lake Havasu. That's a good place to start.
And the prize is when you find the car, you can have it.
Ooh. If you really want it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a winner, though.
I kind of keep it clean.
If you can get past the gators, it's yours.
And except for that malfunctioning cassette
deck.
iPod dock.
Well, it is an iPod dock, right? Is it supposed to have that connector on the back of it?
It does. You just put it in there. Yeah. On the serious note, I actually saw a stereo that somebody built an iPod dock into the cassette deck, and they...
That's pretty ingenious.
Yeah,
you're trying to keep that retro look going from your 1980s Plymouth Reliant you're driving around something.
Yeah. How'd you know what Corey drives?
You're driving my car. Oh, my gosh. Now Gary's driving my car.
I saw it out there and it gave me flashbacks of high school.
Gary's driving your car. You better watch out. If Gary's driving your car, he's going to leave baby oil all over the driver's seat.
That or he might have some cool Q-Sys products to...
The other Gary. Sorry. I saw.
Hey, actually, we could do that. The QSYS Core 110F has a 12-volt input on it.
Hey.
All right.
Nice. Wow. Nice segue.
We want them. So, I want them. I want it.
Yeah, you can put it in your car then. Then you can do audio conferencing from
your
car.
No, you're going to put it in my car.
You can put it in our car.
Yeah.
Come by Costa Mesa for that.
You volunteered.
Well, I'm in Northern California.
I have to
drive to
Costa Mesa?
Yeah, you got to drive to Costa Mesa, California.
You can't drive to Costa Mesa.
Because it's cars in LA.
I got to buy a new car.
I just got myself out of that.
But if he could, we would put that in his car. Full
Oh, my gosh.
So what else? What else? What else? What else from QSC?
The last of... Well, actually, we all kind of... I'm going to skip over the amplifiers to go to the speakers because we kind of all keep skipping these speakers. The poor speaker line didn't get any, like, press or anything shot out, you know.
No love.
Press releases. But we have a couple new products in our AP series. So our acoustic performance, which is our wood passive boxes. We have a 10-inch coaxial speaker now. And we also have a dual 12-inch sub.
Wow.
So which we didn't have before. And the dual 12-inch sub's kind of a hybrid. Can kind of work for a touring thing or, you know, a portable sound system or our installation.
I think I hear it right now.
Yeah.
That could be it down the hallway there.
So it's
we're only about a quarter mile away from the demo. And so that's a pretty good throw on that thing.
Those are amazing.
And then we also have our acoustic coverage series of loudspeakers, which is our budget value series of loudspeakers.
Excellent.
I better not skip the amp completely. So the SVA series of amplifiers. So half rack, 2-channel and 4-channel, 2 different amplifier models there, and 60 watts per channel. You can bridge the channels and actually get 200 watts per channel into 4 or 8 ohms.
Wow.
Or you can switch the little dip switch on it and actually make it 250 watts at 70 or 100 volt.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's a lot of volts.
I think we got somebody else standing by, ready to come in, from a little company called Listen Technologies.
That's a little copy.
See you guys.
Gary Evans, thank you very much for being on the show. Thanks for all the scoop on the QSC products.
Yeah, but before we do this, we need to give a little shout out to Rachel Johnson of Pivot Communications. Rachel's standing over there.
Man, I'll tell you what, Rachel is...
She's pretty cool, I gotta tell you.
She is pretty cool. She's getting all these guests for us on the last minute and on the fly. Her and Jane Johnson. Rachel Johnson and Jane Johnson.
Jane rocks. The
Johnsons.
And the Johnsons rock.
It's the Johnsons, and they rock.
Right, the Johnson
and,
sisters.
They're
not
my
really sisters.
Two new favorite people, man. Like, I love you guys for getting all these guests. Seriously, like, you guys are awesome.
Yeah.
It would be me talking to Corey all by myself.
Oh, could you imagine that show?
No,
we crashed downhill in about what 3 minutes.
It was like a nightmare I actually had last night thinking about how we're going to do this. I'm like, oh my god, me and Corey.
Could you imagine the two of us hosting a show? We both suck.
Yeah. He hit it on the head, really.
Yeah.
Like, awful.
Really?
I think the podcast station would just be on fire and Chuck just drinking beer. I'm like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I would pour the beer just all over.
Could you imagine the crowd we'd get with the podcast station on fire, you know, and we're all drinking beer while we're going down?
It'd be good theatrics.
With drones flying around.
With drones flying around our head. That's right. So, what do we got?
Scott, I can't even pronounce your last name.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a Dutch last name. Boekwijk.
You couldn't pronounce Boekwijk?
Yeah.
Okay, Espinoza, what part of that is Dutch?
Well, I Americanized it, Espinoza. So it's actually but
Espinoza. See, I knew it was something like that with the little thing in there.
Yeah.
So, Scott from Listen Technologies. Yeah. So, Scott, what's Listen got coming out? I heard there was some new stuff about some IR that, like, went through plastic.
Yeah, we have a new IR system that, you know, on the front cover it looks black, but it's actually transparent. We did a little magic with the manufacturing process there.
Like magic.
So we get a lot of people over there trying to see if they can hide the IR receiver and see if it'll stop transmitting.
They're playing hide the IR receiver.
Yeah. Hide the IR. So I like it.
Yeah, so come over to the booth, try it out. People are amazed at how well it does on the receiving side.
Let's go. Let's leave the podcast, go try it out.
All right, see you guys
later.
Let's
go right now.
If they can't make it to the booth because the show's ending today, where can they find that online? Or
yeah, listentech.com is where we can be found, and just look under our IR receivers. So
cool.
Or you can just send all of us each one of them. Correct?
Yes.
Oh, or is that what you're at?
A little home testing.
So,
sure.
What else you got going on over at Listen right now that's kind of hot, new, and cool?
Yeah, one cool product that we have right now is called Personal Listening, and what it does is it allows anybody to use their iPhone or their Android phone to connect to the audio.
Nice.
What? Instead of,
nice.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy.
How does that work?
Yeah,
so what happens is you take the analog audio and you port it through our server, and then we broadcast it out through a Wi-Fi signal. Anybody with an iPhone or Android can connect into it and listen into it. So we've got three videos that are going on at the same time, and you just download the app, connect to it, and you can see the low latency in the audio.
I tell you what, this is cool. Tim Cook is standing right behind you, as a matter of fact.
Oh, gosh.
No.
He just looks
like Tim Cook.
So I'm actually a big 508 compliance guy.
Yeah.
I'm Loop certified, level 2. Like,
sure.
I'm really into the hearing assist stuff. And the biggest problem we get from technology managers when they're asking us, hey, we got to design this system, but... I need to provide hearing assist, like, something for, like, units or packs or things for, like, 600 people.
Yeah.
This is the perfect solution. And, like, that's kind of amazing that we can log in on our iPhone and use that as our... Because everybody's got their, you know, their own earbuds. Yeah. You don't have to deal with other people's earbuds.
Yeah, it's kind of a creepy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is kind of
creepy. Chuck knows creepy, by the way.
I do know creepy. I actually put my earbuds in Corey's head, and that's what he's using for the show right now. No one can see it.
Chuck, like, rubbed them, you know.
I rubbed them in some sweaty places before I did that, just to lube them up to get them in.
Oh, man.
We're going south.
You didn't tell me that.
You can't unsee that.
Smell them quick, like smell.
No.
I know the trials and tribulations of some of these technology managers, and that's one of the big ones is batteries, like headsets. People, I don't want to use this headset, that headset, and that's I know a big reason the Loop stuff has taken off. This is kind of I don't want to say the GC word, but I mean this is a little bit of a game changer for like gyms,
you know,
for absolutely
places to work
you
out.
You know, we don't use that word.
I know.
Right? We use change gamer.
This is a
change gaming.
Change gaming.
This is alternating our playstyle to go and be able to use my own device with my own headphones and log into a Wi-Fi like it's a channel and listen to that stream. That's
fitness centers love this stuff. They really do. Because, I mean, if you have a gym and you've got 50 to 100 cardio machines, that means you got to install that many receivers. And it takes a lot of money to maintain all those receivers as well. One of those goes down, somebody's going to go to the front desk and complain. Now you don't have to worry about that anymore. Just have them bring in their own smartphone. I love it.
That's pretty awesome. Is that double awesome?
That is qualifies as double
This
awesome.
Could be triple awesome.
I would say triple awesome.
Triple awesome.
Wow. It's been decided.
This could be. Triple Listen, awesome. It is triple awesome.
You have breached the triple awesome
Hashtag
realm.
Triple awesome.
Nobody's done that before.
Hashtag. Yeah. So if we wanted to look at any of these products, we could go to?
Well, you could go to listentech.com, or if you're still here at the show, we're at 959.
Booth 959, where the cool kids hang out.
Yeah, and all the cool kids are over there.
All the cool kids are over there. I'm going to be over there.
Especially the ones named Corey.
Exactly. Yeah, the ones the cool kid named Corey is holding down the fort. We're going to have to go by and see Corey and get some M&M's. I actually promised
Hey, how did you know about the M&M's? Don't tell everybody.
What?
Not allowed to talk about that.
Well, the good thing is they'll be hearing...
The M&M's that we're giving out, don't tell anybody.
They'll be hearing about this after the show, so I'm sorry, folks. That was a little tease.
Well, Corey wanted me
maybe next year.
Next year. Right.
Corey said she wanted me to bring some bacon M&M's. I'm famous for my bacon. Oh, yeah. See the face.
We should try that.
Listen, bacon M&M's next year's Infocom 16.
Yep, top secret. Don't tell anybody.
I won't tell anybody.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Everybody out there, ignore what I just said.
All right, Scott, say your last name.
Boekweg, or if you're Dutch, you could say Boekweg.
I can say that, Boekweg.
I don't actually speak Dutch, but that's my best interpretation of it.
Okay. He's Dutch, but he doesn't speak Dutch.
That's Scott Boekweg from Listen Technologies. Thank you very much for
you're
coming
welcome.
By.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you,
pleasure.
Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Johnny, I got to, you know, we need a thing. Not a stuff, but a thing.
I don't know if this qualifies as a stuff or a thing. I mean, I said it earlier this morning, but everybody wants to shine, but nobody wants to polish.
What?
Is that a stuff or a thing?
Nobody wants to what?
I said everybody wants to shine, but nobody wants to polish.
Oh, I heard that. I heard somebody, a very wise man, say that.
I said that.
Oh, it was you.
Oh, I'm the one who said that.
Oh, a wise man named Double Awesome Johnny Mota.
Not only is she getting us guests, she's bright and cheery and happy, and she just gave me food.
She did. She gave me food, too.
And I haven't eaten in, like, the last 6 days because I've been trying to reconstruct
This is the first
contest.
Food that Chuck has eaten since
if
he came
If you value your life,
here.
Don't feed the Chuck.
Yeah.
Don't feed Chuck.
I haven't had bacon
At least after
anything.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I start to behave if that happens.
Yeah. So, Johnny, was that the thing?
That was a thing, probably.
Everybody, that was the most inspirational thing Johnny's ever brought to the show in, what have you been doing this show for, like 5 years now?
Oh, it feels like it.
I've actually been doing the show for 5 years, not on a podcast, but I kind of, you know, sit in the
feels
living
like I've been
room.
Doing this episode
I talk to
years.
Myself, I make it a podcast. Now it's real. This is great.
Or another thing I like to do, I mentioned yesterday, you know, I was doing Hands Across Infocom.
Were you?
Yeah, it was really awkward and weird because nobody, like, knew what I was doing. And they're like, I would just grab people's hands.
Was that why everybody was holding
Infocom?
Was that why everybody was holding hands yesterday?
No, it was just me and like random people, and they didn't really take to it very well.
I thought it was a big game of Red Rover.
Another fun thing to do is if you want to mess with dudes that wear like tap out shirts, just look at them and go, cute top. Works every time.
I'll have to remember that next time we hang out and put my tap out shirt on.
There you go. So you know what, Chuck? You know what, Chuck?
What?
Power up.
Power up.
Power up.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Holy. When you finish eating that.
This is the most gooey, chewy.
I told you not to feed
it's
Chuck.
It's power up time and you're eating.
I thought it was granola and it's like super glue and nuts in my mouth. Nuts in my mouth.
In
You've got nuts in your mouth.
I've got nuts in my mouth.
And it's super glue.
And super glue.
Super glue nuts in your mouth.
This Holy is really shit happening snack. Right now.
Oh. All right. Hey, Chuck, you want to take a little time to think about this?
Bloop, 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 bloop.
There we go.
Okay, that's all the time I need. This is your AV Power Up on AV Power Up. And this Power Up is going to be a little bit centered around certification and education. We talk a lot about certification and education on the show. We've done a couple shows building up talking about certification and education. And so to make these things happen, we actually need teachers. We need people to work with the certification and education department. We need volunteers to make these programs happen. The staff at Infocom do a great job at guiding the way, but we need a lot more horsepower, a lot more muscle to take this. I did some volunteer teaching this last Infocom. I taught a class on requirements gathering for salespeople. You know, a lot of salespeople, they don't really know how to take light measurements and SPL measurements, and our class was sold out. It really was, yeah, like, no kidding. It really was sold out, and people said, we've been waiting for this class forever. And, like, I've been waiting to teach it forever, because my sales guys never get good requirements. So if you have something that you think, you know what, the industry needs to know about this, you should put a class together and teach it in Infocom, because chances are somebody's thinking the same thing. And Infocom has a lot of ready-to-go classes that they need volunteers to teach. They need help teaching design and install and CTS prep. If you're a CTS and you've had your CTS for 20 years and you know what everything there is to know about being a CTS, hey, man, each one teach one, you know? Come and give us some knowledge and share that. And I've had some of the first-time teachers, they're walking around, and their students come up to them and they're like, dude, I'm so excited. Like, from your class, I did your class and went and took my CTS and I passed. And the look on the first time teacher's face, like there's tears. Like, I helped make that guy's life better. I helped improve the industry. And that's like the reward the teachers get for their volunteerism is like, they get that feedback of, thank you. You made me a better person. And it's very rewarding as an instructor, and it's great. The instructors are a great group. We're all pretty tight. We do a lot of classes together. So your AV Power Up for this week is volunteer, get involved. Certification and education need your help. Each one, teach one. That's the AV Power Up.
Hey, let me ask, if someone has an idea for a class, mm-hmm. where can they go and try and present this to become a class?
So we have a call for instructors. It usually goes out about January. You get a bunch of emails from Infocom. One of those emails will say, call for classes, call for instructors, something like that. And they want to know what you have to offer. And you can get in touch with Rachel Bradshaw at Infocom. I don't have her phone number on the top of my head. I have it in my phone, but unfortunately my phone's stuck under nuts and super glue.
People just tweet you at Mad Sound Guy.
People can tweet me at Mad Sound Guy.
They know to get in touch with
me. I will reach out. I will respond, and I will include Rachel's tweet in there. And yeah, just hit me up. Hit me up. You know what? Everybody, just contact me, and I will set you in the right direction.
Chuck's the guy.
Hey, Chuck, and you know who we had on our last episode of AV Power Up? We had Paul Zeely.
We did have Paul Zeely,
Infocom Educator of the Year.
Yep.
And he, I tell you what, it was great conversation with him. The man is in industry knowledge base, embodied.
Yep.
And
that guy's freaking smart.
He is freaking smart. I guess we could just call him
freaking
smart.
Is he wicked smart?
He is wicked smart.
He's freaking wicked smart.
He's freaking wicked smart.
Yeah. No, actually, he is. And I tell you, good guy. I met with him the other night at the Drunk Uncles concert. The Drunkles, right. We've now called them the Drunkles. One word.
Sorry.
But we had a great conversation, and... you know, good guy. He's a tall guy, by the way. You know,
he is a tall guy. He's like 6'13".
Jesus. You know, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ran into a guy at the Blue Jeans booth before, by the way. He's 6'11".
What are you doing shopping for jeans during Infocom, Corey?
You know, I'm glad they had a jeans booth because I needed jeans today. I needed to get casual.
Well, I saw the last ones you had, you cut them into like short shorts. So I guess it's a replacement, huh?
Yeah, I don't think we want to go there. I don't think we want. Hey, do we have like another one? Do we have two super wonderful, amazing, magical guests?
Dude, we have the Johnson twins.
The Johnson twins.
Rachel and Jane Johnson.
They're not sisters, though. They're
sisters. I'm so happy they're here. Like, seriously, I love you both. You guys are completely making this show for me.
Oh, my God.
And Corey.
They've already made it for me.
They made you one?
They made me a show.
They made you a show?
It's called Infocom 15 and a half.
Was it large?
Super large.
It was larger than life.
Larger than Infocom.
So, Jane.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your show experience.
You know, it's been a really fun show. Although I have to say, I think one of the highlights was actually when I was standing outside of your booth area. And that
It's mine now. Gary doesn't own it. I own it now.
It's Corey's booth area. I don't know who else is around here, but
right.
And that IT guy was telling me how I could set up a Xbox Kinect and a Surface and watch my cats from afar.
What?
That was like the high point. So I'm gonna like run home and get a Surface and a Kinect and see if I can make
what
that happen.
What can Cortana do for you now?
Cortana can swear at me.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
I had no idea this is even possible. This is what happens when you come to the show and talk to the IT guys.
Like, get the bleep up and you put in any word you want.
Or, like, answer the beeping phone at your mom and she's called you seven times.
Right.
So, come on.
And you still ignore her even after that one. It just gets angrier and angrier each time, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of matches how your mom's feeling. So.
Oh, mom is sending the feeling through the phone to Cortana.
It's like, hey, bleep, get the bleep phone.
Right.
Oh, man.
Maybe,
yeah.
What I'm going to look for is whether Cortana can start texting me, too.
Oh, my
God. Who is this Cortana?
Then,
I don't know.
Then we're getting really close to that movie. You know the one with Joaquin Phoenix in it?
I don't know that guy.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, then it's
hey, Chuck, do you have a Windows phone?
No, I
then
got like, but I have nuts in my teeth.
He has nuts in, fused nuts in his teeth.
I have the only Windows phone at Infocom.
He has fused nuts.
No, I saw someone else over the other day at the booth that had a Windows phone.
Oh, I could have bonded with them.
Yeah.
You did.
You did bond with them.
Oh, well, yeah, the guy.
That's
the
how she
yeah,
found
right.
out
yeah.
about
now
it.
Now we've come full circle on my story, so.
Yeah, they're like soul, sisters, brothers, I don't know what you call
siblings.
Them.
Soul siblings.
There you go.
That's the word.
There you go.
That was definitely a high point, but there's been some really great booths, great technology. We love the Panasonic car with the projector that it aligned everything across
the car. I won
the
car.
Congratulations.
I needed a car. Mine's
awesome.
In a swamp.
Is that the car that's in the lake?
Get home. No, he's taking that car home.
Mine's in the lake.
His is in the lake.
I'm taking that car. They let me have it.
Yeah.
They heard my story.
You know something else that was really fun? It kind of ties into what you were just saying, Chuck. I got to guest star.
You did get to guest star. And
that's why I'm calling it. I don't know.
I got to see it. I got to watch you guest star.
Wow.
Or make a cameo at, these education sessions with another first-time teacher. So.
Yeah, Jane volunteered and came out. And so I took the class, and being a sound guy, I actually know the feeling now of when I'm talking to random people about audio engineering, and I'm like, okay, 20 log times D2 with D0 over D1, and they just look at me like I'm speaking like some type of alien language. I sat in the class like that. I was like, I heard about importing and how many clicks this did, and I was like,
lead scoring.
Yeah, and like automating all this stuff so you can know everything about everyone once they log into your website. And I was like, I have no idea, dude. Can I turn up the speakers? I had no idea. I sat there the whole time like, nice,
but, you know,
nice
you
shoes.
Looked interested.
I
that
did?
Was important.
Okay.
You looked attentive and interested.
He did?
Like, yeah, he
you
did.
Really
he
bought into that, didn't
he
you?
He was smiling, nodding.
Yeah, okay. And he wasn't like face down on the phone the whole time?
Yeah.
Just a couple times. And I'm sure he was taking notes.
I'm sure.
I was taking
notes.
Didn't you see me taking notes on my phone the whole time?
Yeah.
I was sitting there and...
on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
Yep.
In fact, he was chatting with me on Facebook while that was happening.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell people. Sure. So.
And when I hit enter, you hear the...
But, the Women of Infocom Breakfast, another high point.
Does Rachel have something to say about that? Huh?
That was one of the... This is our first Infocom.
Hey, you know who else's first Infocom it is? This guy.
This guy meaning Johnny.
Yeah.
That
guy.
First one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been great. The Women of Infocom Breakfast was probably the highlight for me, being you're tall.
I know she's too tall.
This is kind of embarrassing.
She's 7 feet tall.
She's like not 7 feet. She's like 6'13".
Okay, she's 6'13" exactly.
No, I'm 6 foot even.
6 foot even.
It's
because
I'm like 5'2", so I look up and I'm like, man, wow, wow. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So yeah, the Women of Infocom Breakfast was awesome. Very inspiring. Being my first show, that was probably my favorite to kind of kick things off. And also just seeing all that goes into Infocom, because we obviously put there's a selfie happening. Okay. I'm gonna smile. Hello. just seeing everything that goes into the booths. Obviously, we put a lot of work in with our clients. And so it was great
to
see everything come together. They're not even listening. They're
selfie. Oh my gosh, she's banging on the table and everything. Okay, guys, shut up. Rachel's talking.
I was the only one listening to you guys.
Were
I'm
you
not
listening?
That interesting.
I was listening.
No,
I had
I'm
to
listening.
Pose for a selfie.
We have to multitask.
We do. We're a multitasking show.
I think selfie is important. I will always stop for a selfie.
We're the only multitasking show in the industry.
Yeah, we got a Twitter. We've got a tweet and be on the interwebs at all times.
You do.
I call them the tubes.
She's really, really driving a point home here, I tell you.
Charles just All the ads with me, it's fine. Okay.
Okay. So more about the women for crime. Who was guest speaking there? I heard there was a really good guest speaking.
Really important breakfast. Person.
Yeah, Sam Horn was a speaker. Mm-hmm. Super inspirational. We all not only got to hear from her, she signed books and just was there to chat about any questions we had, so
yeah,
it was wonderful.
I heard that there was a first timer to Infocom speaking at the Women of Infocom.
There was Hope. Jane will help me with her.
Hope Roth. Wait a second, we have a Hope Roth as a co-host.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Hope.
There are two Hope Roths in this world.
She's kind of a big deal.
She is a very big deal. Very inspiring.
On the interwebs.
Yeah. She's a mom like me, out there representing women and an intelligent lady. Very inspiring. She is super intelligent.
Right now we have no hope. That's
we
what
have no hope We're on this.
We currently have no hope. Or right. Krista. But
for I wouldn't show. If I was here either.
And we have no Stacy either, by the way.
Or Stacy.
You wouldn't if
all
you
these
had
ladies.
Oh, by the way, by the way, quick message. Vadio, if you're listening, Stacy Kringlin is not at the show. We all stopped by the booth. We said we had appointments with her. Nobody knew what we were talking about. Next year, Infocom 16, if Stacy Kringlin is not here
to do
Indie Power Up, we're not coming either. Okay? Oh, wait a minute.
We're coming, but not to your booths.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway.
Sam was there, and they had a Women in Infocom Network Council meeting. Was that correct?
Yeah, our very first council meeting.
Outstanding.
That's right.
How did that go? We got some big things going to be coming up from the Women in Infocom Network?
You know it. We found out a new statistic that we are now 10% of all, was it 10% of all, 11% of all attendees are women of Infocom.
So there's like so the top 10% of the AV industry, and then like, then the one, the statistical anomaly, and then the guys.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
Then
yeah, exactly.
Us.
Well right. Explained. Well explained.
I rehearsed that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, outstanding. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Rachel's greatest.
You have been awesome at getting us everybody and saving our bacon.
Yeah.
Like, Gary was going to fire us.
Yes.
And
it was this close.
Yeah, he was going to fire. And then Corey wouldn't have had a ride home. I mean, his ride up here. So, you know, Gary.
I don't know how I'm getting home.
He brought Corey to the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't. If somebody wants to drive me back to Virginia, please.
Well, it'd be an improvement on that flight. He had to sit next to chickens in the cargo section. It was just not money.
Like last month, I had to sit next to chickens in the cargo section again.
And like Gary packed him a bag lunch, but it was a soggy peanut butter sandwich, and the chicken ate it from what I heard. So
it was half gone when I got there.
So he would have been fired from that miserable position.
Oh.
So you have saved him. And
you
he has
saved my life.
He has another full career of sitting next to chickens and eating soggy peanut butter. So thank you for
that. And this career should
Whatever
go on,
I can
let
do.
Me tell you.
Maybe it'll be unsoggy next time. You know, maybe you're moving
I tell
up
you
a
what, if
bit.
You provide the lunch for me, Rachel, everything's going to be great. And book
I'll
my flight,
please.
I'll do
what I can. Okay. I'll do what I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You very much.
All right, we got one more.
One more guest, Alex Steed. Alex Steed, he's the VP of marketing.
Hello.
He is the VP of marketing at Dare Speakers.
Alex got mic level on us.
Yeah, so you guys can't see this, but Alex like is like
he's
6'13".
Like
7'13".
I mean, I'm tall, but I mean, this guy's tall.
Yeah,
like, Johnny is pretty tall.
Well, no, Johnny got tall yesterday.
You
have to
you
see
have
the,
to
video.
Watch the video.
Okay,
he gets taller.
It's actually
six,
where Alex is at.
Johnny was pretty tall yesterday.
I don't remember where I was. It was in the middle of the showroom floor. Somewhere.
He was standing on a chair in the middle of the showroom
floor. Oh, you gave it away.
Yeah. Oh, I did it again. Oh well, you'll see the video. It's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Got tall for the show.
So, Alex, tell us a little bit about Terra Speakers.
Terra Speakers, based in Maine, been around for 15 years. We make all-weather speakers that are guaranteed for a lifetime.
Wait, that's a pretty bold statement.
All-weather?
We're based in Maine, and we make all-weather speakers. So these things must be completely indestructible.
They're in Egypt, Israel, Caribbean, buried in snow. They deal really well with high heat and low lows, and we like I said, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. So if anything goes wrong, we take
that. That's really friggin' hot and unbelievably cold.
They made of adamantium.
Yeah, they're made out of the shield and the claws.
The shield and the claws. Vibranium tweeters, adamantium woofers, and the box is made out of unobtainium.
if you head over to my Instagram, it's at jmoto3, you can see a picture of one of these outdoor speakers encased in ice and water splashing on it.
Yeah, which is representative of how they are in my lawn, which is literally for 5 months out of the year buried in snow.
Oh my God. I want to go find some of these next time I'm hooking and jabbing in the Middle East doing AV installs. And, you know, if I start getting shot at again, I'm going to go hide behind one of these terrorist
speakers.
I think
that's probably, yeah.
I actually make become indestructible. Safe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Make a suit of
terrorist speakers. Right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's like that first Iron Man suit from the
movie. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd walk like, out and it'd be like, bing, bing, yeah. bing. And then I'd hit my iPod. And
so we'll make the movie Chuck Man and he'll be dressed in terrorist speakers.
Yeah.
Well, you guys also have a couple unique speakers. The LS series, right?
The LS series is a Ballard style speaker.
Ballard.
Oh, I guess.
Man, you guys got puns.
Puns for days.
I got Ballard. Yeah, I got puns.
We
got
about it.
They light up. They look good on walkways. They deal really well with salty water. So, yeah, you can have them anywhere.
But not only that, the speaker itself is rotational, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So you can point them. Well, no, they're unidirectional. Oh. I don't know why I was agreeing with you.
I caught you off guard.
Absolutely.
That was a trick question.
What do you want to hear? Yeah, absolutely. They beam up in the air.
Make it right. Huh?
They float. They don't need cables.
Is there
cables?
Anything else I can agree with? These are very handsome gentlemen.
You can hang them from the sky.
All exactly the right height.
I didn't pay him to say that.
I think we found the next co-host.
Yeah.
Oh my
Whatever
God.
You guys need.
Alex, would you like to be a co-host on the show?
Can I do it from Maine? I'm in.
You can do it from anywhere
totally
in the world.
Do it from Maine.
All right.
Here we are. Well,
the intervention is coming.
Boom. Sold.
You got a new job. You're we don't hired. Pay you, though, so don't quit your day job.
We're supposed to wait until he gets a couple shows in. Yeah. Like, hey, when the checks coming? Like, they're just in the mail, man. They're coming.
Oh, okay.
They're coming.
All right. Yeah. Well, ponder on that, would you?
Yeah. Hey, where can people find your speakers?
Terraspeakers.com. You can get
how
them,
do you spell that?
Get them from the internet. TERRA speakers.com.
Just like it sounded.
Just
well,
exactly.
I didn't know if it
well,
was
not
one R.
Not T R.
If you're big into Latin, Terra. If you're big into Latin, you know. You
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Terra.
Right. Oh, like terra firma.
Terra firma.
Precisely.
Exactly. Hey,
I don't know anything about Latin.
We've got Latin tats.
There
we're big Twitter people. You guys on Twitter?
We are on Twitter. Terra speakers. At Terra
Is there
speakers.
An at Terra
speakers? Also, Johnny convinced us to get on Instagram, so we're on Instagram.
I did that.
What?
This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, check him out. They're actually
Johnny's a real influencer.
You know he's double awesome?
I can tell.
Hashtag double awesome.
I agree with the statement of being an influencer because I made him agree to something that was not correct. So,
yeah. No, it's true. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, yeah, this thing is like, it just cooks food.
It
and
sounds
like,
true. Johnny said it.
He's like, yeah, that guy, what he said. I'm
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Just send me check. Cool.
So unidirectional, but we cover it for life. So
okay.
There we go.
Lifetime. That's a
lifetime.
And I...
I got hung up on that one. I was like, unidirectional covered for life.
Sorry, I was going back 3 minutes.
It's life directional covered.
Unidirectional Ballard. Or speakers.
Ballard speakers.
Yes.
Ballard is a light.
So like Jay-Z has those all over his house.
Absolutely.
Yeah, basically.
Ballard speakers. Yeah.
He has
no,
Ballard
Beyonce
speakers?
Has them all over their house. Jay-Z's allowed to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To check
there
them
we
out.
Go. Well, that's yeah, that's why he's a
Jay-Z
smart man.
Says yes,
Beyonce's a woman in AV. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone knew that.
I did not know that. Yes, maybe we could get Beyonce for the next woman in AV.
Do you know, I talked to someone the other day who has been in the industry for 30 years, a woman who's been in the industry for 30 years, and women in AV used to be the wives' lunch. Did you know that? Did you know this? It used to be the wives' lunch because it used to be women who came, and then finally they realized that was some condescending business.
Whoa.
And women in AV came out of it, which is awesome.
Oh. Alex D dropping the mad knowledge on AV.
Look
Power.
At Alex. He has to be a co-host on the show now.
Yeah, I think you need to.
I love the industry.
Look, Alex, we have 8 right now. We're looking for 100.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, Corey has this mad dream of like. We had Hollywood Squares on our Zoom. We had 9 by 9.
We had 9.
And it was funny because Paul Zeeley joined, and I'm like, where's Paul? Where's Paul? Oh, he's on the other screen. Click. So once I hit 9, I top out on my iPad.
Someone could build
really?
That Hollywood Square, or whatever this would be, Orlando Squares.
Well, actually, you have to listen to episode 10 and Chuck trying to get in on the intro of the show, and it may be one of the best moments ever in AV Power-Up history. Oh can you call it history? It's been since March.
Yeah.
It's history, man.
In all history.
You know.
Chuck was like...
technology. Chuck Espinoza, the mad sound guy.
Who's currently having issues with sound.
And then you just start.
You have to hear it. Episode 10.
Oh, my God.
Chuck Espinosa shines.
Outstanding. Alex Sneed. Alex Sneed from Terra Speakers.
Steed?
Thank you very much.
Steed. I'll take
it. Sneed.
Sneed. Like the mighty Sneed. This guy is pretty
that's
mighty,
a,
man.
He
this
is the mighty
Sneed. Not Sneed's like the Lorax. That's a Lorax.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sneed,
it's a truffle.
A Sneed.
Yeah.
Right.
Sneed.
Sneed. That's it.
Sneed. Sneed. Like the strong
that
horse that he
times,
is.
Guys.
This guy, seriously, this guy's like a big strap and good looking dude. Like if I was a chick,
Man. I didn't pay him for that either. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you're
probably going to quote you.
Hey,
and
Chuck.
And he's got some pretty sick ink.
Hey, Chuck, aren't you a new woman in AV?
I am a new woman in AV. Yeah. I actually couldn't attend the council meeting.
Right.
Because I had to come and do our first podcast. We got a race. But
what? Whose fault was that?
That was mine. That was totally. Okay. For the record,
there's no blame given.
That was totally my fault. No, I'll take the hit.
I'm getting back to the booth. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So anyway, thanks for the save. And next on, do we have anyone next on?
Do we have? Is there anybody like looking at us who wants to talk? How about Kristen?
Anyone out here want to be on our podcast?
Anybody want to be on the podcast?
I say we have Michael on the podcast.
No, Kristen says no.
No.
Didn't Sam Horn say something like stepping up to the microphone, huh?
Anyway, I actually think we're getting short on time here.
I think we are,
and
too.
I think Corey's getting short.
But I think
on
Kristen's
patience.
Gonna come say hi.
You gonna come say hi?
There she is.
Hello,
Kristen.
Hello. Oh. Kristen Rechner from Listen. They're from Pivot Communications.
I am. I know. You're confused.
I'm so confused.
You're confused. Kristen LTC is my handle.
Kristen LTC.
Yeah, which up until end of March was affiliated with the fine Listen Technologies. And now I've had the great opportunity to be associated with
the Johnson twins.
With the Johnson twins.
Even though they're not sisters, they
are
twins.
So Jane and I go back quite a few years. While I was at Listen, Pivot did a great lead gen program for us when Listen introduced Listen Point into the marketplace. And so she has QSC as a client, and so it's been a privilege to be associated with them.
Awesome. I was listening to Jane's class on marketing, and
she knows her stuff.
She's amazing.
She knows her stuff. I think one of the great challenges that we have as marketers is proving the ROI of our different efforts and initiatives.
Mm-hmm. And
Jane has approaches it in that way. So creating programs that are going to deliver on the ROI. So
right.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding.
Right. And by the way, Kristen took a great selfie. Wasn't that a fantastic selfie Kristen took at the QSC booth?
I haven't gotten my selfie this year with Kristen.
Oh, I know. Let's do that.
This is happening.
Yeah, while we're on.
Why does that look like? Why do I look like Johnny? Oh, different camera.
Well, I mean,
Chuck just turned into Johnny.
Awesome, Chuck.
Thank you very much, Kristen.
Just before you go, what was that message you put in that tweet?
It's not about the boxes. The other one, actually, the better one.
Yeah, what's the better one?
It's always awesome to get a hug from at CB, whatever.
That guy.
There you go.
MOSS. Yeah, that was the best one. But yes, the other one was great too.
Yeah.
It's not all about the box.
Not all about the box.
Hey, Kristen, you know what's harder than quitting cold turkey? Warm ham, because it's flipping delicious.
Yeah.
Take that home with you.
And on that note.
Okay. And
you got
and
someone stepping in.
So I was taking my selfie with Kristen, and I got totally photobombed by Victoria. I saw Victoria at the Women of AV Breakfast. She's actually a student at Columbia University. She's a student of our Infocom Young AV Professional Award Winner of the Year, Jeremy Caldera. Mm-hmm. And this is her first Infocom?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Give us a little bit about your first Infocom experience.
Oh, it's very overwhelming. It's awesome. A lot of great opportunities. Just even see the show floor and what's new, like all cutting edge technology. Very awesome.
Outstanding. And you get to walk by and get grabbed by random radio shows.
Get her over here.
Come here.
Hey there, you look smart. Come here.
Yeah, you look like you're more smarter than me.
Yeah.
Please talk.
Say some words so I don't need to.
Hey, Victoria, what's most impressing you out of there on the show floor?
Oh, gosh. That's hard to say.
Sum it up.
Okay, well, there's a lot of new fluid. Oh, I can.
Sure, please.
You can put that on.
I like the OLED.
Uh huh.
And there's also video walls and a bunch of other things. I really love the drones.
Yeah, awesome. We all love drones.
There, so.
We all want our own. You want a drone? I'll get you a drone. Yeah.
So Victoria was a computer programmer.
Right.
And wanted to go in a little bit different direction. So she started going in AV, and, and she was looking at design and stuff. And then she found out that she could actually program for AV. Like this little niche thing.
Right.
And
tiny little
industry. That's just the bee's knees, right?
Yeah. I actually started in computer science at DePaul. And then I transferred over to Columbia College for audio, and then I figured I could combine the two, and it's awesome. I can I can program for AV.
That
you can.
Fantastic.
You can program for AV. We actually have an AV programmer on our show. Yeah. She's not here right now, and she's smarter than all the rest of us.
Yeah. She is 10 times smarter than the rest of us.
You can find her on Twitter at beer and
at
pie.
At beer and pie, but she doesn't like beer or pie.
Yeah,
she loves that's the name of her album.
That's really weird when she doesn't like beer or pie.
She doesn't like beer or pie.
I'm pretty
but
sure she would slap all of us for saying
but
that.
But she's a great singer, songwriter, and it's her album, Beer and Pie, that's Hope Roth.
She sings all my intros. She's pretty good at it.
She does sing all the intros to the show. Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention this little
company. So we'll
get
to that in a minute. But, yeah, thank you for stopping by.
Great, thank you so much,
Victoria Borrello. Do you have a Twitter handle?
No.
Get one.
Okay, so Victoria, correct me if I'm wrong, Borrello, right?
Yes.
Victoria Borrello at imthemostawesomeintheworld.com.
Yes.
At imthemostawesomeintheworld on Twitter.
I'm the most awesome on this podcast right now. com.
She definitely is the most awesome on the podcast.
Definitely
she's getting
smarter
ready
than
to,
the three of
she's
us.
She's gonna like turn around and run and be like,
Hey Victoria, would you like to be a co-host on this show?
Jeremy's on it.
Yeah. Of course.
You would.
Yeah, did
that's
he come by
10.
Already? I heard he was supposed to stop by sometime.
He did stop by. He smacked me in the face and then ran away.
It was like a drive-by fruiting.
Yeah,
he
drive-by and fruited me.
Why don't you leave us like a business card or some contact info so we can have you on the show in the future?
Yeah, of course, sure.
Outstanding. Thank you, Victoria.
She's handing me a card right now that says, you're not getting me on the show.
And with that, I think... Wait. I forgot to thank our sponsors.
We have a sponsor.
We have a sponsor for Rave Radio. Sponsor. We're looking for more sponsors for Rave Radio.
Hey,
but we have
Victoria, would you like to talk about our sponsor, Ingram Micro? They're a major distributor in this industry. They carry all the products in AV, IT... very well known. They've been around for a long, long time. Do us a favor. Just say Ingram Micro sponsors Rave Pubs Radio.
Ingram Micro sponsors Rave Radio.
There you go. That's
and then
it.
Do me a favor for my friend Hope Roth and A.V. Krista. Say, to the cloud.
To the cloud.
There we go. And I think we can end this show on that note.
And with that. I am Mad Sound Guy Chuck Espinoza.
And this guy's who?
At JMoto3, Johnny Moto on Twitter.
And I'm Corey Moss, at CB Moss. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.